You're with SBS Radio. Eden od treh starejših upokojenih Avstralcev se je rodil v neangleško govoreči državi izven Avstralije. Istočasno pa število diplomantov in maturantov drugega tujega jezika upada. Na Univerzi Monash so se domislili iznajdljivega načina, kako težavo odpraviti. Starejše priseljence se znanjajo s študenti. Novico je pripravila Amy Chien-Yu Wang. 51-letna Kyoko Kawasaki je japonska predavateljica na Univerzi v Zahodnji Avstraliji. Kyoko že 12 let vodi skupino otrok z japonskimi koreninami, kjer berejo pravljice v japonščini.
We read books in Japanese and speak in Japanese and children play in Japanese. I receive a lot of things from children. They give me joy. When I read books, it's not just for the children. I also read the books and I receive joy from the children's books.
V avstralskih domovih govorimo več kot 300 različnih jezikov. Po drugi strani pa je število domov, kjer govorijo le angleško, od leta 2011 naraslo za 500,000. Japonščina je najbolj popularen tuji jezik v avstralskih šolah. Sledijo ji italijanščina, indonezijščina, francoščina, nemščina in kitajščina. Kawasakijeva ugotavlja, da interes za drugi tuji jezik upade takrat, ko otrok stopi v šolo.
And it also depends on the interest of children. If they are really interested in some sports, or they lose time to mix with Japanese friends, they lose time to use Japanese and their interest shifts from Japanese stories and friends and families to other things. Especially for a family with family member who doesn't speak Japanese, it is a big challenge to keep the children's language at home.
72-letna Wen Yizhu se je v Melbourne preselila pred 10 leti, potem ko se je na Kitajskem upokojila kot ravnateljica lokalne šole.
My husband is a doctor. He goes to work every day. I had nothing to do at home and I felt very bored. We've always been educator, always been teaching. When I suddenly find myself without students, I felt a bit lost. Especially coming to a foreign land. Yes, we could eat and drink and enjoy pleasant sceneries. It was quite nice, but I feel this was wasting life. First of all, I pointed how we could find our joy in the old age of our lives. I needed to find other opportunities.
Leta 2010 je Univerza Monash ponudila sodelovanje v raziskavi, kjer bi povezali starejše migrante s študenti. Dr. Hui Huang, vodja kitajske jezikovne skupine, pojasnjuje.
Many people speak a language other than English at home. However, on the other hand, we got a kind of the second language learning report that in fact there is a kind of the language crisis in schools. So the ideas then jump up, say why we don't combine community resources to complement language curriculum. Because the initial idea of this project was to facilitate the language practice in a kind of authentic way, which in fact was evidenced in our project. We found that the students improved very significantly their confidence in the daily conversation with the native speakers of the language they learned.
Kitajski je drugi najbolj govorjen jezik v avstralskih domovih in na svetu, takoj za angleščino sledita pa mu španski in arabski. Raziskave pa žal kažejo, da le 5% srednješolcev maturira iz drugega tujega jezika. Omenjeni eksperiment ne pomaga samo mladim, temveč tudi starejšim, ki niso več tako zelo osamljeni in za nekatere življenje dobil nov smisel, tudi za Zuovo.
Saturni. I felt my life is enriched. It's no longer just about eating, drinking, and hanging out. I realized that I can still fully utilize my professional skills in some way. I find that my life has become a lot more relaxing and joyful. I've also find more confidence in settling in a foreign country.
Medijska hiša SBS jezikovni natečaj končuje jutri, v nedeljo 18. novembra. Tekmovanje pa je prvič odprto za Avstralce vseh starosti. Več o tem si lahko preberete na sbs.com.au/nlc18.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.